This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
According to Mexican President López Obrador, a number of Biden administration policies are getting out of hand. The Mexican president says U.S. gas prices are too high, and his country has been saving oil to export to the United States since the energy crisis started. Additionally, the Mexican president slammed the state of the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.N. has called it the most dangerous border in the world. As inflation is now costing Americans hundreds of extra dollars every month, economist David Ragland on Fox Now.
The inflation that we're facing, as we all know, is a combination of two things, not enough supply and too much demand. So it's going to be hot for a while.
Billionaire Bill Gates has pledged to give away his wealth. He says he's putting his money into the Gates Foundation to boost its spending from $6 billion a year to $9 billion by 2026. USA Radio News.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
U.S. stocks dropped Wednesday, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average relieved itself of nearly 400 points as June inflation data, 9.1%, came in much higher than expected, indicating the Fed is unlikely to ease its interest rate hikes. It's not the Department of Justice, but local police that will stop the illegal activity by suspected Democrat activists harassing Supreme Court justices.
Montgomery County Police in Maryland are warning the public that officers will enforce laws against disturbing the peace at protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. On its website on Wednesday night, Montgomery County Police posted the following message. There are content-neutral Montgomery County Code and Maryland law provisions that restrict protesting and assembling in a private neighborhood, as well as disturbing the peace. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A former CIA software engineer has been convicted of leaking classified information to whistleblowing websites like WikiLeaks in one of the biggest such thefts in the United States spy agency's history. 33-year-old Joshua Schulte was convicted on Wednesday by jurors in a Manhattan federal court on 8 espionage charges and one obstruction charge over the Vault 7 leak. Vault 7 was a collection of malware, viruses, trojans, and zero-day exploits. As Americans are shocked at how fast and how high inflation has attacked our wallets, Democrats took the time yesterday to remind Americans what the Democrats are all about. Representative Jason Crow from Colorado reiterates the Mexico border is perfectly safe and that the Democrats are the party of law.
The bottom line is that the Democratic Party and the House Democratic Caucus is the party of national security in the 21st century. We are the party that's dedicated to rule of law, to affirming our connection with our allies, to addressing the largest national security threat facing our planet and our country, that is climate change, which is both a threat multiplier and a threat magnifier, and dedicated to doing this in the right way. So when we pass the National Defense Authorization Act this week, we have a couple of really important goals. One is we have to keep faith with our servicemen and women, and we have to address climate change and the various threats that we face.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And the good news is that you got 80, at least 80% of America agrees that we're on the wrong track. I think that's a good beginning here. Now we can have a conversation. That's why I was interested to hear from Dr. Wilfred Riley on the college campuses. You know, if the kids were able to talk and exchange ideas, if maybe the pursuit of education was coming back to our universities, or has the ideology still, put a geofence, so to speak, around knowledge and intellect and continue to dumb down the populace of those that are attending these universities at increasing expense, to say the least. Megan Barth is with us. She's the founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you on. I'm curious about the situation here. I mean, we're about, 5 months away, plus or minus. And, Kevin McCarthy, the Republicans, everybody's still predicting this red wave. Is it inevitable?
Well, I mean, all of the data shows that it is, right? I mean, we're looking at multiple polls, some polls can be better than others, but usually all of the polls aren't really in that much of a sync, which shows us that there is a red wave, or some have called it a red tsunami, on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why we have seen increased talk, and all of a sudden Fauci is back in the news, and I just saw my congresswoman, Dina Titus, out the other day, all masked up. And we hear Joe Biden say there will be another pandemic. And, of course, mm-hmm. Fauci now is saying that we must wear masks inside when we're in closed quarters. We know that masks don't work. So the Democrats are obviously frightened that there is going to be a red wave. So they're planning on the next pandemic to rig another election.
Well, and that's what... All eyes are on right now, just to that point, that they're going to do everything they can to rig it in much the same way. If you remember, Nancy Pelosi announced in October prior to the 2020 election that Joe Biden was going to win. And I thought it was quite curious because she wasn't doubtful. And it was almost like she wasn't even necessarily braggadocious about it. It was like, what does she know that we don't know? And she obviously knew about the alignment of this cabal, whether it was Zuckerbucks that was coming into place. And don't think that that was something that just happened overnight. This was something that had been well planned, because you already had the social media oligarchs. Who was it? I'm trying to remember exactly if it was Twitter or YouTube, the CEO crying out that after Trump was elected president, saying, I can't remember, I want to say it was Dorsey, maybe not, but anyway, regardless, it was one of the CEOs of the social media entities that declared to the employees, this would never happen again. There is no way that Donald Trump would ever be reelected. And from that moment on, along with the Democratic Party, they went into ultimate resistance, and they put their plan together in order to execute it and make sure that there was no way that Donald Trump was going to get elected, regardless of the fact that, you know, unlike any other history of elections where a sitting president would get 10 million more votes and still manage to lose, how does that happen unless somebody is playing games? And the fact of the matter is the American people, by and large, over 50%, Megan, agree. They don't quite understand or quite know exactly. I think we're all in some realm of that sphere, but they sense in their guts, in their emotions, that the election was rigged.
Right, and actually, I don't know if it was a CEO or not, but it was one of the top brass at Google, which said that. And that's,
yes,
you know, very frightening,
right,
because this Google is the number one search engine in the world, and they can manipulate perception, and they can manipulate knowledge by only putting in front of those users, the Google users, like you and I, certain information and censoring other information. And much like they did with, and also Twitter, much like they did with the Hunter Biden laptop story, much like they did with anything that was critical of what Dr. Fauci was saying about the coronavirus. And so this type of censorship, which normally is, you know, what we see in China or any banana republic communist country, is on our shores. And it's on our shores through the tech monopoly, which is financially very savvy in the way that they give to both sides of the coin, right? They give to the Republicans,
right,
they give to the Democrats, but they are far left ideologues. And their ideology plagues their search engine insofar that you cannot find, really a spirited debate, if you will, to try to find, you know, I'm a reporter, right? So I will use a search engine. I normally don't use Google, but I will use a search engine. And when I was using Google, I noticed a change in the search query. So
before,
exactly, if I Googled Barack Obama, I would get Fox News, I would get Gateway Pundit, I would get, you know, just a whole host of articles. Well, then all of a sudden, it was like a switch flipped. I was only getting far left results. That would be CNN, or it would own MSNBC.
MSNBC, right, exactly.
Major networks. I could not hardly find anything that was not towing the Democratic Party line.
Well, you know, you said something earlier that, and I would say early on, these Democratic ideologues did support, you know, Republicans. I mean, you know, kind of securing, putting insurance on their bet, you know, a little bit,
right,
and playing both sides to the middle. But as their ideology took a deeper and deeper foothold, then you saw the percentages move more toward the left, to where if you look at the distribution of funds and who they're supporting, I mean, I'd say 85-90% of their funds go to Democratic interests. They still throw a couple of shekels, you know, to the conservative side, to Republicans, but there is a distinct difference, and that is quite telling. You know, going back to what you and I have always preached is, hey, follow the money. The money will tell you everything, doesn't it?
Right, and when you look at, you know, employee contributions, 90% of those that work at Google are leftist ideologues, and that's where their money goes. When you look at corporate Google and their lobbying expenditures, it's pretty much an even keel or an even cut. So you have the employees of Google who design the algorithm, right, who are the engineers, et cetera, who create the censorship embedded within the algorithms, really doing Google's bidding without Google really getting into too much trouble over it, because they are the number one search engine. They have a monopoly.
And, of course, their money goes deep into the pockets of these elected officials. I mean, you talk about the elected officials being, you know, elite captured by the communists. They're actually elite captured by the social media oligarchs, are they not?
Absolutely.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barr. Stay with us. She's the founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As more tragic news comes out daily about the crisis in Afghanistan, we at the Tide Ministry urge Christians to pray unceasingly for our spiritual brothers and sisters isolated in that war-torn country where it's proving very difficult to provide humanitarian aid. Even in the most extreme situations, we know that God is still in control. It was part of God's plan to place the Tide Ministry in Afghanistan just over a year ago so that believers who need the comfort of God's Word can hear it in their own language through the radio. Please pray for believers to stand firm in their faith, even amidst extreme persecution and environmental disaster, knowing that God can use even the darkest circumstances for His glory. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Megan Barth. And just to kind of summarize a little bit of what we spoke about earlier regarding, you know, how we subordinated our intelligence when it came to COVID. You know, suddenly the media oligarchs yielded to the WHO, the WHO. That in 2.5 years of dealing with COVID, Megan, did you have any confidence of the information that they were espousing and distributing to we the people? Was there any validity at the end of the whole experience? Did you come away and say, thank God for the WHO. I'm so glad we had the WHO helping our, you know, our country deal with COVID.
No, absolutely not. A communist revolutionary is the head of the WHO. So forgive me if I don't take health advice from a communist. And forgive me if I don't take health advice from a party who believes that a baby in the womb isn't a living, breathing human being. So I don't take health advice from communists, and I certainly don't take health advice from pro-abortion fanatics.
And especially people who somehow have been self-appointed to scrutinize and to limit the information and the debate, like Facebook and others, that you know, subordinated their authority position. And if you didn't, you know, if you reported on your Facebook or if you tweeted out something that wasn't consistent with a WHO policy, then you were canceled. You know, this is the frustrating thing that has taken place. I mean, the WHO is not, you know, they do not make a commitment to our U.S. Constitution, much less our First Amendment right, do they?
No, absolutely not. They're part of, you know, what they would call the New World Order. And they also, China has a very powerful position within the WHO. So they are the ones that released the virus. And so the more and more we find out about this virus, which is very unusual, it wasn't your typical coronavirus strain, the more and more information we find out, the more and more information we have to prove that it was used as perhaps a biological weapon. And it wasn't just an accident. It certainly doesn't seem to be a natural derivative or a natural strain of an existing coronavirus. This was a different engineered mutation.
Right. And this is behind closed doors in a sense, and amongst national security, you know, significant strategists within our government are saying exactly the same thing. But the mainstream media and others, including Joe Biden, are doing everything to tap that down because they get too much money through the back door, you know, from the communist Chinese, and they do not want to upset the goose that's laying golden eggs for them and their families.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, I want to transition and talk to you, get your read on this this story that President Biden, you know, threw out on everybody. It was quite a shock about a 10-year-old girl that was raped and that she had no other recourse but then to go to another state outside of the state in which she lived in to get an abortion. And, you know, partially true, but greatly wrong on so many levels, but yet so much more that we don't know about. And you, as an inquiring reporter and editor, you're asking the questions that nobody else is asking. And that is, what about this Guatemalan? What happened here? I mean, he's an illegal immigrant. Here's another story, again, where our people are being attacked by illegal immigrants already. As Maria Espinosa has reported, we've had at least one person, you know, killed, and then we're not talking about rape here, but still, I mean, on a murder situation, we've had in every state of the union, we've had an American citizen killed at the hands of illegal immigrant. And now here you have something as horrific as the president would want to describe happened to a 10-year-old. Tell us what you're finding out about this.
Well, we're not finding out much, but what I do have is a lot of questions. Of course, it's horrible that a 10-year-old girl was raped, and that was the lead story. That's what the Biden administration pushed to use against the Supreme Court's decision to overturn or federally overturn Roe v. Wade and push it back to the state. But the Biden administration seems to be the only people that knew about this rape. Jim Jordan from Ohio didn't know about the Ohio girl, the 10-year-old girl. The press just didn't know. I'm not sure if her parents were Biden supporters, but that was the lead. That's what they led with. Oh, my God, a 10-year-old girl was being raped, and no one knew about it. Not even the Ohio Department of Family Services or Health Department knew about it. But then when we finally find out a little bit more about it, it was an illegal alien from Guatemala who's 27 and raped a 10-year-old girl. Okay, well, now that we know that, who is this guy? When did he come over?
Yes.
Was he part of the invasion that we've witnessed over the last couple of years? Was he transferred by our government using our tax dollars to Ohio? Because this girl was raped and because she was underage, she qualified for an abortion under Ohio law. She did not have to cross state lines in Indiana to get an abortion. So why didn't her parents or whomever report it to the proper authorities and get the care that the 10-year-old girl needed? There is an exception within Ohio law that provides minors who are raped with abortion. So there was no need to create this sensationalized headline, and that's exactly what it was. If the proper communication channels were followed by the guardians of this girl, this girl would have been taken care of under Ohio law in Ohio.
And people would have known about it.
The administration was simply short in facts and long in sensationalism.
Exactly. Yeah, and like you said, if it had followed the proper channels, I mean, even the state attorney general, local sheriff, nobody knew about this. The hospitals didn't know about it. This all happened in the back door. This is like, in a sense, it kind of smacks of the a little bit of the Kavanaugh hearing and Dianne Epstein, the senator from California, who all of a sudden comes up with this story. Feinstein and comes up with this story about this victim that, kind of remembers, maybe not so remembers, and did everything they could to put Kavanaugh, even to this day, in a bad light based on something that could not be proved. But it did a lot of damage to this man and his family and to his reputation in much the same way as they attacked Clarence Thomas, which is typical of the Democrats. Again, just for the sake of their own agenda, they don't care who they ruin and what kind of damage they do to the American people. And, of course, this is all being done by a party that's in control with a standard bearer who came in saying that he was going to unite the country.
Right. And I wish that, I believe that Governor Abbott has issued an executive order, to put the National Guard finally down at the border. I don't know why the Texas National Guard wasn't used immediately, but here we are. I've read numerous reports that it's a relatively toothless executive order. But at the end of the day, this is called human trafficking. And
yes,
the Biden administration is complicit in human trafficking. The Catholic Charities, which has nothing to do with Catholicism, is complicit in human trafficking. All of the NGOs that are aiding and abetting these migrants to invade our border are part of a much larger human trafficking network. And until the Republican Party starts to put some teeth into their offense instead of playing defense and pointing fingers, there needs to be some open discussions about the human trafficking aspect of this, the sex trafficking aspect of an open border, etc.
Exactly.
Crisis,
yeah.
And we are in purposeful crisis, and this is all by design.
Well, going back just to wrap, we got about 30 seconds regarding this 10-year-old girl. I mean, this really brings to mind how important it is for us to get the whole truth and nothing but. And it's being squashed and buried because of emotion. And people are not understanding all that it meant in terms of returning the rights to abortion back to the individual states. You've got to know what the law is in your individual state. That's what's being proved out here in part what happened to this 10-year-old girl.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership?
Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
According to Mexican President López Obrador, a number of Biden administration policies are getting out of hand. The Mexican president says U.S. gas prices are too high, and his country has been saving oil to export to the United States since the energy crisis started. Additionally, the Mexican president slammed the state of the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.N. has called it the most dangerous border in the world. As inflation is now costing Americans hundreds of extra dollars every month, economist David Ragland on Fox Now.
The inflation that we're facing, as we all know, is a combination of two things, not enough supply and too much demand. So it's going to be hot for a while.
Billionaire Bill Gates has pledged to give away his wealth. He says he's putting his money into the Gates Foundation to boost its spending from $6 billion a year to $9 billion by 2026. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is all based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book of the same name, and it is going to be coming out tomorrow on PureFlix Streaming. Of course, Lee, who's been on with us many times to talk about A Case for Christ and A Case for Heaven, the book, former award-winning editor of the Chicago Tribune, author of more than 40 books and curriculum selling over 14 million copies, as I mentioned, including The Case for Christ and The Case for Heaven. Lee Strobel, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir? Lee, are you there? I think we're still waiting to connect with Lee Strobel. There you are. Okay, now I found you. You can run, but you can't hide. Now we're going to have a case for Lee Strobel.
I think my ear hit the mute button by accident. So.
Okay. Hey, not to worry. I'm glad we're connected. We talked about this the last time, you know, when we were talking about the book that you were going to be doing this documentary, and here it is in 2022, available on PureFlix starting tomorrow. Congratulations on this.
Thanks. I appreciate that. We did a theatrical release in movie theaters around the country in April and had a terrific response. Mm-hmm. 50% higher ticket sales than we had anticipated. So a lot of positive feedback from that. And now we're thrilled that PureFlix is going to be featuring it on their platform.
Well, as we talked about before, the whole premise here, and I think it's quite interesting, when you ask people, what's going to happen when you die?
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about an icebreaker, of a question to open up a conversation, right? Yeah?
Yeah, no kidding. I tell you, I was having lunch with my wife at a restaurant, and we got in a conversation with the waitress, and all of a sudden she burst into tears. We said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Almost didn't come into work today. We lost a family member to COVID. And I thought, here's a young woman, probably never thought about death before. She's probably 18 years old, got her whole life ahead of her. But now that death has come knocking on her family's door, she's got anxiety in her eyes and apprehension and wondering. And I think that's kind of the state we're in our country. You know, 30% of Americans know someone who died during the pandemic. I mean, my own brother died during the pandemic. And so I think people are particularly sensitized to, you know, what does happen when we close our eyes for the last time in this world? How can we be sure of it?
Now, here's this young waitress, and you got to think, okay, God, this isn't, you know, some inconsequential thing. This has to be one of those divine moments. I mean, here, of all people she could, you know, bring this to, she brings it to you and your wife. I mean, it's like, well, forget about breakfast. Now we got to talk about the eternal, right?
Right, exactly. And you know, the conversation unfolds very easily because you say, well, where do you find hope? And, well, I don't know where to find hope. Well, you know, I find hope in the Bible. And I know it's a big book. It's 800,000 words. But would you be interested if I could summarize the central message the Bible wants you to know in one verse, in 21 words? Would you be interested? Oh, yeah. What would that be? At Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So in other words, the wages of sin, what we deserve, what we've earned, the consequences of living a life of sin, of violating God's standards, is death, which is eternal separation from Him. None of us wants that. That's hell. But the free gift of God is eternal life. And that's an easy way to get into a conversation about it.
Lee, are you surprised? I mean, here it is. You know, you started out as an atheist. There was no way. I mean, you had any opening. You know, your wife kept praying for you, and but there was no way you wanted to entertain things of a spiritual nature or topic until you went on the journey. But are you surprised, having gone through that experience, how, in a sense, you know, how simple the gospel message is and how it connects with people? Because sometimes I find, you know, when I'm in those situations, well, I'll tell you, I'm like calling into the Holy Spirit going, hello, Holy Spirit, we need you here right now. I need your words. I need to know what to say to this person that is going to be that rightly spoken word, right, to connect with them. But what you find out at the end of the day, it's pretty, isn't it? Go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, that's the adventure, the unexpected adventure of the Christian life. And, you know, every other faith system in the world is based on the do plan. You got to try to do something to earn your way to heaven. You got to use a Tibetan prayer wheel. You got to go on a series of reincarnations. You've got to, you know, make a pilgrimage. You've got to give alms to the poor or whatever. And most of them say, well, you're probably not going to make it anyway. Christianity isn't spelled D-O, it's spelled D-O-N-E. It's done. Jesus said on the cross, it's finished.
Yeah.
I paid the penalty, and now I offer forgiveness and eternal life as a free gift of grace.
Wow. Again, the message itself is so simple, and this is why when the Holy Spirit brings somebody into your orbit like this, boy, you're on precious territory. In a sense, it's like hallowed ground, isn't it? You want to say, part of me wants to say, oh, God, don't let me screw this up.
Right. Exactly. But you know what? He won't let you screw it up. I mean, you know, the Holy Spirit is working. And I'll tell you something interesting. When I was doing the book Case for Heaven, I wanted to interview a Christian who was about to go to heaven. So I interviewed my hero and friend, Luis Palau, the famous evangelist who shared his faith with a billion people in his lifetime. And he was on his deathbed. He was dying of stage 4 lung cancer. And I asked him, and by the way, we played the tape of my interview as part in the movie. He died before we were able to get it on videotape, but I had the audio tape of my interview. And I asked him, I said, you know, when you get to heaven, have you been there for a while? If you could send a text message back to all the Christians in the world, what do you think it would say? And he kind of smiled and he said, I think it would say, go for it. I said, what do you mean? He said, share the message. He said, the Holy Spirit will enable you. He'll convict them of their sin. You just tell them the good news. There's hope. There's redemption. There's heaven. There's eternal life. And I thought that was so classic of Luis Palau to say that. But it's true. I mean, that's the great adventure of being a Christian.
Exactly. And, you know, when you had written the book, The Case for Heaven, And the idea of turning this into a documentary, how did that come about?
Yeah. Well, I got to know a young filmmaker named Manny Sandoval. Manny is a great story. He was an immigrant from Guatemala. His father had a tiny little church in Los Angeles, California. And he and his brother came to faith at a young age, and they ended up starting a little studio in Phoenix, Arizona. And we had done some work together. We actually did a video curriculum for the Case for Heaven book together. And he said, you know what? A lot of people won't read a book. They'll watch a film. They won't necessarily read a book. I want to do a documentary. And so I said, okay. So the whole thing was unscripted. He never told me what he was going to ask me in these interviews in the documentary. But we travel from L.A. to New York to Houston to Louisiana, Arizona, Chicago, Las Vegas. I mean, all around the country, interviewing scholars, experts, and so forth. People who've gone through near-death experiences, and I think it's a powerful film. It's beautifully, the cinematography is just stunning in it. And so it's now available. We did a theatrical release in April and had a huge response. And now PureFlix has got the exclusive rights to show it streaming.
Lee, were you a bit surprised? I mean, some people hear, you know, the title, The Case for Heaven, they oh, it just must be for people of faith. But what I heard in this initial screening was that people felt comfortable bringing their friends, you know, to.
Yeah.
So you had people outside of the faith orbit being exposed, which, you know, in a sense, I mean, that's what we hope the gospel message would do. It would be for those who have ears to hear whether or not you proclaim yourself as a Christian or not, right?
That's exactly true. I think the film encourages believers, gives them more confidence in their eternity. But it's also totally suitable for non-believers because it'll expose them to the evidence for the truth of Christianity and the truth of heaven. And it doesn't in a way. We've had reports of many people coming to faith having watched the film. So we're excited about this new opportunity to stream hopefully that they'll be exposed to a lot of believers whose faith will be strengthened, but non-believers who may come to belief in Christ.
You kind of pinch yourself sometimes. I mean, you think of the road that you've traveled. Maybe your wife may kind of just, you know, put it to you just a little bit and say, I told you so, right? You know, like Louise Poile, go for it. You know, why not, right? But we've got to go to a quick break.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You know, it seems like we're coming to that point in time, right? But before revival comes, there must be the spirit of repentance. I mean, let's go back. This is what I love about the book of Genesis. You know, the first couple of verses of the book of Genesis, you know, where the earth was void, Lee Strobel, and it was the Holy Spirit hovering over the chaos. And you have this sense that here in this Jubilee year that we're coming into right now, that the Holy Spirit is hovering over the chaos of our culture right now, that the hearts would be softened to be ready to receive the gospel message in a very dramatic way. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right that the soil is ready for planting the seed of the gospel. A lot of people are concerned about the world situation. They're concerned about the unraveling, the moral unraveling of our culture. They're concerned about, you know, coming out of the pandemic and what that means for the future. So I think, the time is right. I think this is an opportunity for people to share the gospel more and more people, I think, are receptive. But I think we live in a skeptical culture. And so I think people want more than good words. I think often they want some evidence. They want to know why should I believe this? What is the evidence? And that's what I do in the book and the movie, is try to present the case for heaven and the case for hell.
Exactly. Well, aren't we as individuals, people of faith, aren't we the case? Aren't we the starting case of it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jesus said we're salt and light. What did he mean by that? Well, I think he means that we should live lives like salt that make people thirst for God. That we live lives like light that shines this message of hope and grace and love and redemption and eternal life, that shine that message in the dark areas of despair. And so, you know, Jesus said a city on a hill cannot be hidden. You know, our churches should be cities on the hill that shine this message of redemption and hope far and wide. And boy, oh boy, you know, I can't think of a time in our history, history of the world or the history of, our nation, where it's any more relevant than it is today, the truth of the Christian faith.
And who has saved the culture from the beginning of history, you know, you go back, it's been people of faith that have been the guidemen and the guide women and the light to the truth and the gospel. I mean, here we are in this chaotic culture that we're living in, Lee. And like Charles Finney said, a revival happens when it's most needed. I mean, to your exact point.
Yeah.
I mean, how can we deal? How can we deal with this trans issue? How can we deal with LGBTQ? It's an upside down world. We're in the, you know, in the book of Deuteronomy that says that there will be, or Isaiah that says there will be those times when that which is good will be called evil, evil good.
Right.
I mean, we're in an upside down world. And how do we do that, you know, as much and as passionate as we are about Jesus Christ? I believe it is the Lord himself who must come, you know, the Lord of heaven's army that must come to straighten this out, you know, for those that that he has prepared, that he has sanctified, you know, to come to the light. There's going to be some that resist the light no matter what. But our responsibility as people of faith is to trust God and to go forth with boldness and courage. And I don't think it's the boldness and courage of last year. It's the new anointing of boldness and courage for this appointed time, isn't it?
I think we've got a special opportunity right now. I think people, even though we live in a hostile, in some ways, culture toward faith, even though we live in a skeptical time, even though we live in a time when fewer people say they believe in God, I think the hunger for the truth of the gospel is ever more present. And the good news is we have a defensible faith. You know, we have an unfair advantage in the marketplace of ideas. We have truth on our side. And so we ought to be playing to that strength and presenting the case and showing people this is not make-believe. It isn't wishful thinking. It's not legend and mythology. These are truths that are borne out by history and science.
Exactly. Well, you look at the evidence. I mean, it's, again, go back to my favorite testimony of all time in the New Testament. I was blind, now I see. I don't understand.
Yeah.
All I know, I was blind, now I see, right? And we have lots of testimonies that are that succinct and that powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was an atheist who came to faith through an investigation of the evidence, but my wife had a more common experience. She wanted to know about God, was confused about God, but didn't know where Jesus fit into the picture. And then when somebody explained the gospel, boom, she got it. She received it.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, but I don't have a dramatic story. I said, honey, you know, only about 5 to 7% of the population are atheists. You know, most people are like you, that they're just trying to be good people. They're trying to be good. They're trying to be nice. And they come to realize, no, wait, salvation is a free gift of God and must be received in repentance and faith. And people come to Christ. So I say, you don't have to be an axe murderer to have a great testimony.
exactly.
Anybody who's come to faith.
I don't blame your wife. I mean, you know, you've spent some time in Southern California and you knew Chuck Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody who surrounded all these pastors were all, you know, drug dealers about ready to kill their families. I mean, the stories they talk about. I mean, I don't blame your wife for thinking the same thing because I, you know, kind of I go, okay, what kind of, you know, incredible darkness did I experience? I didn't, you know, I wasn't at the verge of killing my kids and then finding Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's amazing. And yet, you know, I think those kind of testimonies are so heartfelt and so simple. And I just thank God for everybody saved because, you know, 2 Corinthians says that when the person comes to faith, the old is gone, the new has come. And, you know, the only way we're going to change our culture is through Jesus Christ and changing lives one at a time.
Yeah, and like you said, we have the truth and proof on our side. I mean, the evidence is quite clear. Again, for those that have eyes to see, that are open to see, want to see, and ears to hear. I mean, that is the resounding refrain. Even in Jesus' time, as he was walking the earth and talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious people, right? Some of them were just so, they were so ideologically fixed that they couldn't see the truth in front of them. Sadly.
Yeah, I look at our culture today, and I look at the racial divide that we're wrestling with in many ways, and I look at my friend Tom Terrance, who was a Ku Klux Klan member, who was convicted of trying to bomb the house of a civil rights leader, sent to prison. And how does he get transformed? Somebody gives him a Bible. He reads the Bible. He realizes, Bible says I should love my neighbor. It doesn't say anything about their skin color. He not only becomes a Christian, he becomes a pastor. He becomes a PhD. He becomes a prominent apologist and the pastor of a multiracial church. What changed his life? It was Jesus Christ. And so Amen. We're looking for wow. answers to our problems, and the answer is Jesus.
Yeah, he is the difference still, now and forever.
Yep.
Lee, why is it it's so much easier for people to talk about heaven, but when it comes to hell, it's like, whoa, you want to shut down a room? I mean, two things you can do. First is mention Jesus. That'll get them quiet. The next thing right. is mention hell.
Right.
right? But there's
yep.
something about right. hell. What is it about hell? Right, go ahead.
Well, it's a tough topic, and it's interesting when I study near-death experiences, 23% of them are hellish experiences. And we tell those stories in the movie and in the book. But I think there's a lot of misconceptions about hell. But I think the great news is that heaven is real. The worst news is that hell is real. And it is real, and it's something we have to cope with. So in my book, I dismantle some of the objections to hell, such as annihilationism, which says that people aren't separated from God forever, but they're snuffed out of existence at the time of death or shortly thereafter, and therefore they don't have conscious, eternal separation from God. I critique that view, which is becoming more and more common in churches, and I critique the universalism view, which says that everybody's going to heaven. There are a lot of misconceptions and a lot of figurative language that's used in the Bible about hell, but it's all intended to convey the truth that it is the worst possible situation that any human being can find themselves in. And it's entirely avoidable, because Jesus, went through great suffering and sacrifice to pay the penalty we deserve for the sins that we've committed. And offers forgiveness as a free gift of his grace to anyone who comes to him in repentance and faith.
Lee, about a minute and a half left. As you said, in the documentary, you do address near-death experiences. Yeah. Share a story, if you would, with us. We got about a minute and a half, as I mentioned. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I only looked at those cases that are corroborated, where there's external evidence. I'll give you an example. Maria died in the hospital of a heart attack. She's flatlined. She's dead. But she said later, I was conscious the whole time. My spirit separated from my body. I'm kind of hovering by the ceiling. I'm watching the resuscitation efforts on my body. And then she floated up and out of the hospital. But then when she was ultimately revived, she said, oh, by the way, there's a tennis shoe on the roof of the hospital, and it's a man's tennis shoe. It's left-footed. It's dark blue. There's some wear over the little toe, and the shoelace is tucked under the heel. So they go up in the roof of the hospital, and they find it exactly as she said. That's corroboration that her consciousness,
exactly.
her spirit, her soul continued after her clinical death.
Now, you had a personal near-death experience, right?
Well, I almost died. I had a brush with death. I didn't have a near-death experience per se, but I had a brush with death where my wife found me unconscious and I hovered near death for a couple of days. And that just prompted me to say, I need to look at this further, because at that point, nothing's more important than what happens after you die.
And this was the motivation for this movie. Well, the book, The Case for Heaven, now this documentary,
right.
which is available on PureFlix streaming starting tomorrow. Lee Strobel has been our guest, The Case for Heaven, in book and now as a documentary. What a blessing for, as they would say, a time such as this, Lee Strobel. Thank you for being with us. I appreciate it. God bless you, my friend. All right.
You too, Bill. God bless you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.